USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing legislation on Monday to keep the federal government funded through December 11th, but don't have a deal in hand with Republicans and the White House to avert the shutdown at the end of this month. Democrats unveiling a stopgap measure that will provide aid for farmers impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi won't rule out a second impeachment of President Trump if he decides to move forward with filling the Supreme Court vacancy. Brian Morgenstern, White House Deputy Press Secretary, reacts to Pelosi's comments.
That is a very odd threat for them to make, considering that impeachment was probably one of their worst moments during the Trump presidency, along with the Senate Democrats' treatment of Justice Kavanaugh, and now they seem to be doubling down on the same bad behavior.
USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With an update on the wildfires that continue to burn in California, Oregon, and Washington State, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Over 100,000 acres have now burned from the Bobcat Fire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. At the L.A. County Fire Department, Sky Cornell says some terrain is very treacherous and firefighters are being held back from certain areas.
You've got terrain that is this steep and so difficult to get to, nearly impossible in some areas just because it's just too dangerous to have our firefighters go across that steep of a terrain.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing new sanctions on Iran, also saying they must change their behavior.
Our actions today are a warning that should be heard worldwide. No matter who you are, if you violate the UN arms embargo on Iran, you risk sanctions.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin adding that the United States will not allow Iran to endanger the world with ballistic missile development. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has updated the guidelines for preventing the spread of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 after it acknowledged that airborne spread of the coronavirus may be possible. The CDC adding the new information to its How It Spreads page. As far as what took so long to add this to the page, Dr. Jeanette Nashwa says,
it's always about confirmation, having that data, the studies and the science to back up the data. And we're learning more and more as we go over the past 6 months, Trace. So, yes, 6 feet may not be enough. That's why it's so important to wear your mask. That could potentially help block those viral particles. So if you're talking, if you're speaking, if you're sneezing, those viral particles can get into the air and can remain in the air for hours at a time.
Nashua speaking there on Fox News. A recent Rasmussen poll found that in the wake of the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a majority of likely voters believe Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden should announce his candidate to replace a vacant seat on the nation's highest court. The survey carried out the day after Ginsburg died found that 59% of likely voters say Biden should reveal who he plans to nominate if elected to the White House. The poll also found that just 21% of those don't think he should, while 20% are undecided. Biden has said he will not release a list of who he will put on the Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.